Okay, last week I was in the yeshiva at Netiv Aryeh and they asked me to give a 10-minute halacha shiur after davening, so I prepared a 10-minute halacha shiur to say on a particular topic, and then right before I was about to start speaking, Rav Bina said, I noticed none of the boys were giving tzedakah today. Give a shiur about why you have to give tzedakah during davening. So I couldn't give the 10-minute halacha shiur I wanted to give, so I figured we'll do it now. So the topic that I thought to give about was the kavod that one has to show for tzitzis and ritzuos of tefillin. And the following context, the Shulchan Aruch writes in Aruch Chaim Siman Chaf Aleph that a person should be careful that when he wears a talus that the tzitzis not be dragging on the floor. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes that there are two reasons why it is that the tzitzis that one wears should not be dragging on the floor. Either because of what I would assume is the obvious reason of Bizui Mitzvah, that it's disrespectful to the mitzvah to have the tzitzis dragging on the floor, or maybe the less obvious reason that it's Chashash P'sul, that the string might get caught on something, it will snap, and then you'll be walking around with the Begad of Dalai Kanfos and with puzzled tzitzis, and then it's going to be not only a bitul mitzvah of tzitzis, it's going to be a violation wearing a Begad Dalai Kanfos without tzitzis. So those are the two reasons that are mentioned in the Mishnah Berurah for this halacha mefureshes in Shulchan Aruch. However, the Magen Avraham raised a question from something that we learned in the Daf Yomi not that long ago, about 2.5 weeks ago. The Gemara in Maseches Brachos and Daf Yud Ches talks about what happens in the Beis HaKvaros, both in terms of what the dead people are aware of and not aware of. It's an interesting discussion. The Gemara does not make the absolute assumption that dead people are aware of everything that's going on in this world, the assumption that is made at every simcha you ever go to, but the Gemara has a whole discussion whether they do or do not know. But one of the things the Gemara says is that that Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Yonasan were walking in a Beis HaKvaros, and Rabbi Yonasan's tzitzis were dragging along on the kvarim, and Rabbi Chiya said to him, not right, you have to pick up the tzitzis, they shouldn't drag along on the kvarim because it's loig l'rash. Soon the dead people are going to say that l'machar b'ayim etzleinu, that in not so long these people are going to be joining us on the other side, and now they're mocking us, they're making fun that they get to do mitzvos and we don't get to do mitzvos. So asks the Magen Avraham, it sounds like the whole problem of Rabbi Yonasan's tzitzis dragging on the kvarim was a problem that it was loig l'rash, but it sounds like if they were dragging on anything else in any other context, on the floor of a shul or a beis medrash or anywhere else, that would be mutter. So how could the Shulchan Aruch say that it's considered a bizui mitzvah, or that it's usher to have your tzitzis drag on the floor? It's beferish in the Gemara that it's mutter, that it's only a problem when it's in a beis hakvaros. So there are three basic approaches that the Achronim have to answer this question. The first, the Magen Avraham himself says that the kvarim, who says the kvarim were on the ground? The kvarim may have been elevated. So Rabbi Yonasan was walking and his tzitzis were on the kvarim, but they would not have hit the floor. If they would hit the floor, that would be a bizui mitzvah. But the fact that they hit the kvarim and the kvarim themselves were elevated, that's loig l'rash, but it's not considered a bizui mitzvah. So the Malbim in his Sefer on Aruch Chaim, in the Arutz HaChaim, says he doesn't understand this Magen Avraham, because there's no way that Rabbi Yonasan was mamish in a beis hakvaros, to the point that his tzitzis were dragging on kvarim, because Rabbi Yonasan was a kohen. So it's impossible that that's what it means. It must mean that he was nearby a beis hakvaros, in which case it doesn't mean that his tzitzis were actually on the kvarim. That wouldn't be a possibility for somebody who was a kohen. So a second approach is offered by the Shari Knesset Gadol. The Shari Knesset Gadol says, if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, it says that you shouldn't have your tzitzis nigrarim ala aretz, that they shouldn't be dragging along the ground as you're walking, to drag like they're a broom that's sweeping up all the dirt on the ground. That's a bizui mitzvah. But your tzitzis happen to hit the ground, that's not going to be a real bizui mitzvah. So that's the suggestion of the Shiari Knesset HaGadol. In fact, the Maamar Mordechai has a third suggestion in the name of the Rokeach. He says the whole problem the Shulchan Aruch is talking about is not when just your tzitzis are on the ground, but they're on the ground and then people walk by and step on them. If people are stepping on them, it's the trampling on the tzitzis that's a problem, but no one's going to trample on kvarim anyway. No one steps on graves anyway. So in the case of the Gemara, where no one was trampling on the tzitzis that were dragging on the graves, that would not be a problem of bizui mitzvah. It would only be a problem of loig l'rash. In fact, the Maamar Mordechai points out that even if you're going to say that the Isser is only begreira, you have to say that it's only if it's greira derech srara v'gaiva, that you're having a drag in a way that expresses a certain amount of gaiva, that by having a drag on the floor beneath you. But if it just happens to hit the floor, it happens to drag a little bit on the floor, that can't be the Isser. Isser of Bizei Mitzvah. In fact, the Aruch HaShulchan says, you have to say this way. It can't be that a person has to be so super careful that its tzitzis never hit the floor. He says, because what is a person's wearing talus and tefillin and he's davening. He's davening. He's not focused on his tzitzis. He's not focused on where exactly his tzitzis are. So when you sit down and you're wearing a talus and you daven, the tzitzis will hit the floor sometimes. Sometimes your ritzuos of your tefillin might hit the floor. So it says the Aruch HaShulchan, so I've seen that people suggest that you should take the tzitzis and be tochev bebigdo and put it into your gartel or whatever, and in that way the tzitzis won't hit the floor. He says, but I've never seen the rabbanim of the previous generations knowing like that, so it can't be that there's such a chiyuv to do such a thing, to protect your tzitzis by putting it in your belt. Now, the Shulchan Aruch quotes this about tzitzis, not about ritzuos of tefillin. L'chora, it's a kal v'chomer, right? Tzitzis are what we call Tashmishe mitzvah, whereas the ritzus of tefillin are going to be Tashmishe kedusha. Rabbi Shachter explains in Eretz HaTzvi that the difference between Tashmishe mitzvah and Tashmishe kedusha is anything that's associated with ksav shel Torah is Tashmishe kedusha. Tashmishe kedusha, even liachar zman mitzvasa, and even after the mitzvah is over, you're not allowed to throw them out. You have to they're nignazin. You have to put them in shemus. Tashmishe mitzvah liachar zman mitzvasa. Once the mitzvah is over, you need to get rid of your lulav. You need to get rid of your tzitzit strings or something like that, so you throw it away b'derech kavod, but you throw it away. You don't have to put it into geniza. So it would seem to reason that if it's true of tashmishe mitzvah that you have to worry about the bizei mitzvah, then for sure for tashmishe kedusha. There's an interesting passage that they quote from the Sefer Maasev L'Kol HaMachanos in the name of Rabbi Menachem Di Lunzano, who says that he's seen that people are very careful about this halacha of tzitzis being dragged on the floor, that to the point that shem yiru bebeis haknesses tzitzis nogeya ala aretz, that if people see tzitzis touching the floor, yechridu kulam charada gedola kilo a sefer Torah ala aretz, everyone gets all agitated like a sefer Torah is there, veirutzu kulam gedolam uketanim lagbio, and everyone comes to pick up the tzitzis, v'miru ritzuas tefillin agraris ala aretz ein chashim laza, and if they see tefillin ritzuas of tefillin on the ground, they don't care about it. Kilu hutra ritzuas a sandal. They view it like a shoe strap. It's nothing. And not only that, he says, Rabbi me'ame aretz mashlichem es ritzuas bekavana ala aretz. That people, when they're unwrapping their tefillin, just, you know, unwrapping the shaliyad, they just throw the ritzua and it just lands where it lands and goes on the floor. And they're not worried about that at all. And he says, this is terrible. He says, ein mochem bi'adam v'nebach hadover v'yeh lehepech. He says, it's totally backwards. That, and he quotes the Kitzur Shlo as well, says, it's totally backwards. Because if the tefillin, if the tzitzis rather, we have to be worried about the bizei mitzvah, then kal v'chomer the tefillin. Now, of course, if you say like the other reason the Mishnah Berurah quotes, that the reason that the tzitzis can't be on the floor is because they might snap and it's going to apostle them, so maybe then there's not as much of a chashash by ritzuos of tefillin. They're less likely to snap. They're a little bit stronger than strings of tefillin. But they also quote from the sefer Darkei Chayim V'Shalom that the Munkacher said al pi Kabbalah that when a person takes off a ritzuah of tefillin shaliyad, he was mashlu the ritzua, to have the edge of the ritzua touch the floor and then immediately pick it up. I have no idea what that's about, but that's what they say from some of the Hasidic rabbis, that they have such a hanhaga when it comes to the tefillin. But the bottom line is, the Shulchan Aruch is pretty explicit that when it comes to the tzitzis, a person should try certainly that they shouldn't be dragging behind them. It could be challenging sometimes. You wear a talus gadol, if you have Shechter Sheet of Tcheles also, so it's a very long string, so sometimes it could be challenging to make sure that your tzitzis not drag along the floor. But one should be careful when it comes to tzitzis as well as when it comes to ritzuos of tefillin. Okay, everyone have a wonderful day.
You too.